Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Nashville street violence season increases.
Gatlinburg is given a great new recognition.
Plus, we give you the list of the best burgers you must try in Nashville.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. All right, we hope you're surviving the rain and just getting around town in general right now.
Dude, it is. After these little pop-up thunderstorms, it is so humid. Like, I went outside earlier after the thunderstorm, and I was like, the humidity is so bad.
It's like a soup. Okay. Normally, for those of you who may not have been listening since day one, which is probably most of you, when Stuart and I started this, we really wanted to separate ourselves out from like what you would see on the local news. And one of the things that that includes is really not covering
the crime.
That's a good way to put it.
Like if I go to WKRN's app or WSMV, it's literally all about crime in the last 24 hours or last week.
Right. Cause I mean, we're a city, we're getting to be a bigger city. And so we're seeing a lot of that here, but we're kind of making an exception today. You know, we joke about Nashville traffic, on this podcast a lot. But I want to read this story because, you know, if this was just a one-off thing that we're about to read to you, then we wouldn't cover it. But the unfortunate truth is something like this in Nashville have been increasing. I'm not statistically accurate, but like tenfold in the last 6 months.
It seems in the last 3 weeks,
this is
a daily occurrence that somebody has been shot
while on a road.
Yes.
In Nashville.
Yeah,
I talked about the other day that I ran into a family member, right, whose family member had been shot. Not my family member. Somebody's family member had been shot by the juvie center while in her car, shot 3 times. And this article, very, very tragic. But, you know, it's not uncommon to what's going on right now.
Man, I was driving down the Lebanon Pike. And you know where that railway crossing is that doesn't have any of the like traffic guards to block the traffic?
Right.
So there's this car going in and out. And I honestly thought, I said, I'm going to pull over now because I feel like I'm about to get shot. This happened the other day. And the car ended up doing this U-turn and like in front of a cop. It was insane. And like I did feel like I was like about to get shot. So I pulled over.
Yeah, yeah.
To avoid the whole situation.
Wow.
But dude, it was stressful.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. It happens a lot.
Okay. So this article from the Tennessean, I'll just go ahead and there's no good way to start into it. So I'll just start. A 55-year-old woman is dead. 3 teens were shot and another teen was injured after multiple suspects opened fire on a car Tuesday night, Nashville police said. Sorry, you were leaning forward. I thought you were going to say something.
No, I'm just...
Nashville resident Shirley Crawley died in the 7 p.m. shooting at the intersection of Clarksville and Buena Vista Pikes, the Metro Nashville Police Department reported. So those of you who are looking for places in Nashville, we will straight up say we probably don't recommend that area just in general. I don't think we would have beforehand.
So this area is called, like, I believe this exact area is called Bordeaux. There's the North Nashville precinct there.
Right.
It's an up-and-coming area with air quotations, but it's still a dangerous area of Nashville.
So as of Wednesday, multiple people remained hospitalized and no arrests had been made in the case of this incident, Metro Nashville Police Department spokeswoman Chris Munford said. Crawley, who police called an innocent bystander, was driving her white Dodge Challenger on Clarksville Pike when she stopped at a red light. Police said the driver of an orange Hyundai Elantra, an 18-year-old woman, stopped in the lane next to Crawley and a line of vehicles began to form behind both cars. A dark-colored car, which police said appears to have followed the Elantra, also stopped on Clarksville Pike a few vehicles behind the Elantra. The driver of the dark-colored car then entered the turning lane next to the Elantra. They must have had like a real play-by-play for this. The driver of the dark color,
or they have those cameras. Yeah, right there, yeah.
Car then entered the turning lane next to the Elantra. At least two gunmen exited the car and began shooting into the Elantra. Police said, striking the driver and two of her three passengers. As the Elantra accelerated forward to flee, the gunman continued to fire, striking Crawley multiple times. Crawley's car slowly rolled forward until stopping in a parking lot. The occupants of the dark-colored car fled west on Buena Vista Pike. Police said Crawley was taken to Vanderbilt Medical Center, where she died.
Dude, that's like assassination-type stuff. Like,
it's what you see in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
A short time after the shooting, the Hyundai Elantra crashed on 20th Avenue North and Hayes Street. The vehicle, police said, was occupied by the 18-year-old female driver who was shot multiple times and one passenger, a 17-year-old boy. According to the police, the 18-year-old woman had been attempting to drive them to the hospital. Both were taken to Vanderbilt Medical Center, where she was listed in critical condition on Wednesday. The 17-year-old boy was shot in the arm and leg, police said, and was in stable condition Wednesday. Witnesses at the scene of the crash told police two people in the Elantra had gotten into a Chrysler Sebring that they had just left. Officers stopped the Sebring nearby, police said, and inside found a 15-year-old boy who had been shot. They also discovered a 15-year-old girl who was injured when the Elantra wrecked. To me shows that there were multiple people who were kind of looking in on this situation and... You know, they hopped out of one car when they got shot and hopped into another car that effectively probably knew who those people were and were in close proximity for them, which is very interesting.
This is a crazy story, man.
Yeah. Huh. So the pair who are expected to live were taken to Vanderbilt Hospital for treatment. Other people inside the Sebring were interviewed by detectives and released, police reported, and the case right now remains under investigation.
Wow.
I mean, and this is, like I said, after hearing this, you're like, man, this is pretty crazy. But this is like from just the, I mean, we don't have a lot of statistical data here in Nashville right now about this, but anecdotally, this is what is happening in not a lot of areas of Nashville, but this is not an uncommon thing to hear of, not necessarily somebody getting out of the car, two people and shooting inside of a car like multiple times.
This sounds like gang violence.
Yeah.
In between this.
What
a lot of people don't know about Nashville, and I'm just going to be very blunt and honest right now. Nashville is one of the centers for the drug trade in the South. It's also one of the centers for sex trafficking. And so you have a lot of gang activity coming into Nashville from cities like Chicago, Atlanta, and there's a lot of drugs and sex traffickers moving through this city. And so there's going to be a lot of crime that's coming into this city.
Yeah. So the gang violence, while this is not something that you will hear much on the news won't talk about this stuff very often.
No, they won't say it's gang violence.
You won't hear that from any kind of behind a podium talk a lot. The gang violence here in Nashville is pretty crazy, and you see it I at least something like this once a week, where and a lot of it has to do with interstates,
yep,
cars and gas stations.
Yes, exactly.
That kind of breaks down all of it.
Exactly. I hate that I'm about to say this. So the other day, because you and I talk about this stuff off air all the time. And the other day, I got an ad on my Instagram for a bulletproof Cadillac Escalade.
No.
True story.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, how much is this sucker? Oh, $200,000? I'm good.
Golly. That's crazy. So you won't hear us talk about this stuff often in Nashville, but when we do, like, we feel like it has a very important story to tell. And right now the story is that this is happening way too often. We don't know what the solutions are for something like this. This is obviously a major area, maybe we can talk to some people and hear their thoughts on it, some professionals, and hear their thoughts on it. So, all right. So that's it for the sad portion. We have some really good stuff to get to in this episode. We're going to be talking about one of the best mountains in the United States. We're going to be talking about some of the best burgers in Nashville to go and enjoy in between your trips on the road where you're scared as heck now. So have some great stuff. All right. I feel like we should play some happy music or something right now.
Here, I'll just do it. So if you're wanting to escape from the city of Nashville. Oh, man.
Let's transition into a happy time.
From the city of Nashville and you want to head to East Tennessee where people know how to defend themselves really well. And there's mountains and there's bears to get away from. You can head to Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
So Gatlinburg, according to Fox 17, was named the best mountain town to visit by U.S. News and World Report. This town, if you're not familiar with Gatlinburg, it is nestled in the Great Smoky Mountain next to Pigeon Forge, garners millions of guests each year. So according to the article in Fox 17, Gatlinburg bested other mountain towns like Telluride.
Dude, I love Telluride.
Or Telluride, I believe is how it's pronounced. And Breckenridge, which is...
Breckenridge and Telluride.
Those are very well known.
Are incredible. I love both of those places.
It beat out Bar Harbor in Maine and Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Hold on, dude. Let me just show you this photo of Jackson Hole. I literally have it saved on my web browser because I want to go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And it's literally right here. And Aaron's about to see this. If this ever loads, we have very slow cell phone service down here. But Gatlinburg, oh, man. But look at Jackson Hole.
Dang, and Gatlinburg beat that out. I mean, honestly, that looks like Alaska mountains are just absolutely incredible.
Jackson Hole is really hard to get to because there's no airport near there.
Yeah.
So you have to drive from southern Wyoming all the way up to Jackson Hole.
I mean, it is very interesting that, that Gatlinburg got it because that's some tough competition right there. But to see more about the article from U.S. News and World Report, we will link the News Channel 5 article in the show notes. Also, Gatlinburg, close to it, has Dolly Parton. So, that could have won it for him.
Also, it was the number one search result on TripAdvisor for 5 or 6 months during the pandemic.
Wow.
So that's probably why, because of the easy accessibility to Gatlinburg, because Colorado is a little bit of a distance to travel to.
Yeah, that's makes true. Sense. That's very true. If you've never been to the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, it is the largest in the United States. So that also helps. That is the great park system inside of the Smoky Mountains.
And it's the most visited park in the United States.
Yeah.
So that always is good for them. So now let's make our way back to Nashville. And we're going to talk about some local food. And I had the opportunity to get some funky pancakes at Funky Griddle. And I got chocolate chips and strawberries.
Nice.
And Funky Griddle is this place where you get to cook your own food at your table. And man, it is such a unique place.
Yeah, Funky Griddle's fun. I know it sounds like, oh wait, I cook my own breakfast, but it is a very unique experience. Stuart, your mom and Greg talked about it on the National Story recently. They had a blast there, and the food is just the cooking is part of just this social experience that you get to have with everybody at your table. It's more of a fun thing.
Yeah, and, definitely and do not go to this restaurant by yourself. You would not have a good time.
No, you're totally right. It's a great meal to have with people, just to have good conversation around and to have a great social experience with food. I recently went to Donut Distillery.
Oh, nice. At 5th and Broad or their actual location?
I went to the one at 5th and Broad.
Nice.
And I had the whiskey glazed donuts,
which are fantastic.
Every time you're like, oh, how good can the glaze possibly be? How much of a kick can I actually get from a glaze? And they do a fantastic job with their whiskey glaze. I shared it with some others. That was the only one. I ended up having one more. The Rocky Road is what I ended up having.
Great, man.
It tastes like a McDonald's hot fudge sundae.
Yes, exactly.
It tastes exactly like that. So it was really good. I had a good experience with it. So, 5th and Broad, going to be trying a lot of places there and especially in South now that South is open. All right, let's head over to Explorers Nashville tip of the day.
For Explorers Nashville tip of the day, it's a great day to avoid those interstates.
I wasn't even thinking in the context of like what we talked about earlier, being on the road. It's just like, it's a crappy week for driving in Nashville because of the weather.
Thunderstorms. So I was driving from, I went to Home Depot yesterday, and I was driving from Hermitage to our new studio, which is located near Donelson. And on the interstate, when I was merging on the interstate, there was a guy who had like two big like bulldozers on his truck. And then there was another trailer, and everything was raining really bad. And so I got on the on-ramp, and then all of a sudden I see one of those green Tennessee trucks that has, like, the red lights on it for, like, roadside assistance.
Oh, yeah.
And there was, like, four, like, RVs broken down. And it's just, I don't understand.
I saw that. Even after you had said it yesterday, I saw plenty of cars on the side of the road yesterday.
Yeah, and I don't understand. Like, I saw yesterday 12 abandoned vehicles on the side of the road with like the green stickers.
Oh no.
And I don't understand how people can just leave their vehicle and just like, hey, I'm just going to leave this here and see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Well, I was about to say, hopefully it's just a temporary thing. Most people, it's just a temporary thing. The percentage of those that's not is very interesting just to see that car day after day after
Metro ordinance or Metro law is they have 72 hours to remove the car.
Yeah.
The state of Tennessee is only 48 hours. But because of the interstates that fall into Metro Nashville, they go by that ordinance.
That makes sense. It's
really interesting.
That makes sense. But yeah, I mean, it's just a crappy week to drive in Nashville right now. Our tip of the day is to avoid the interstates. And if you've driven on the interstates so far this week, you're probably shaking your head. Yes, yes, we totally agree. So avoid those interstates and go grab some of the burgers we're going to be talking about here in just 1 minute. That is Explorers Nashville tip of the day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code NASHVILLEDAILY at 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside the Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com.
You can avoid those interstates and take the main roads to any of these burger places that we have on your way. This is Stuart has been keeping his eye on the burger scene since day one here in Nashville. I have slowly learned as we made our top burger video who has the best burgers in Nashville.
But you can watch that on our YouTube channel, xplr.nash.
And so we've got a fantastic list for you. We hope your mouth doesn't water too much. We know ours will. We are ready for that. And let's just get into it. This is not a list as far as a ranking. We're not ranking from one to we have six for you today, one to six. We're just going to list them as far as which one we thought of first.
Yeah, but before we get into the burgers, anytime I think of a good burger, I think of some cowbell.
Oh yeah, so, okay. Keep this in the background. It's like walking through a field, picking out the cow you're about to. To eat, you know.
So this cow is in the mountains somewhere. It looks like in the Swiss mountains.
I was about to say, it sounds like a Swiss mountain cow to me.
Yeah, and he looks beefy and juicy. And all right, that's enough of the cowbell.
Well, so this is a great segue to bring us to our first location, because our first location is all grass-fed burgers, right? None of the factory burgers. All grass-fed burgers from this first location located in Wedgwood, Houston. If you're in Nashville, you already know what we're talking about. And this is, of course, Gabby's Burgers and Fries.
From a local perspective, this is probably the number one ranked burger in all of Nashville. Anyone I've talked to, they're like, man, you know what's really good? Gabby's. It's really good. It's fantastic.
It is. It is very known among the locals. Very hard, not as known yet among people who are coming into town for a few days or so.
It's interesting because their hours are so unique.
Yes.
It's close to Joey's. 2 a.m. Monday through Friday type situation.
Probably not 2 a.m.
or 2 p.m. I mean.
I was about to say, I'd be there all the time if it was 2 a.m.
They have some incredible burgers. They also have a secret menu, and to get the secret menu, just say, hey, can I see that secret menu?
Yeah, they'll hand you the secret menu.
That's all you have to do. And one of my favorite burgers there is this peanut butter burger. So it's like double peanut butter and bacon. It is fantastic. It's so delicious.
I would say the best burger that I had from there was when we went and filmed there. That was just incredible.
I think we got the barbecue burger. You're talking about the barbecue burger.
I think so.
It has the Swiss cheese or the cheddar cheese.
It had the fried onion rings on it.
Yep. And the caramelized barbecue sauce.
Oh my gosh.
But one thing about
Gabby's, incredible.
That I would go on a limb and say this is possibly the best in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
They're sweet potato fries.
So they're sweet potato fries. I would say, we'll put an asterisk by that because I will say, since the pandemic, like in person, I think has been different than their to-go fries. I think their in-person fries are much better than their to-go fries. Probably has something to do with the grease and how hot it is and everything like that. But now that most everything is back to in-person, I would put on the in a contest that Nashville has a few of the best things in the United States. Joey's House of Pizza has probably some of the best pizza in the United States, and Gabby's Burgers and Fries probably has some of the best sweet potato fries in the United States.
And you can't go wrong with a milkshake. All of these places that we're talking about have a form of a milkshake. So burgers and milkshake are a very common thing.
It's very true.
And Gabby's has a great milkshake, but you know who else has a really good milkshake? Hugh Babies.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Their strawberry milkshake is my favorite in the city.
Hugh Babies, I mean, is actually very close to McDonald's milkshakes, I feel like.
But better.
Like, yes.
Like, with, like, natural ingredients.
Yeah, exactly. They make everything there in-house. You can watch them making the milkshakes and everything. Their ice cream machine probably won't go out like McDonald's will. At least I hope not.
I've never experienced that.
That's very
and
true.
Hugh Babies is the burger restaurant I go to the most because it is cheaper than McDonald's. You can get a cheeseburger from Hugh Babies for $4.99.
So they have incredible. I got the not the turkey burger, but their turkey club last time I was there.
It's delicious.
It was great. It's fantastic. It's like the smoke flavor that comes from their meats is absolutely incredible. I've yet to have anything that I don't like at Hugh Babies, and their fries.
Oh man, they hand cut them every single morning.
They're so everybody likes like those thin fries, but it's like hand cut thin fries, and so I mean they're crispy. They're so good. I mean everybody in Nashville is just doing this so well. Hand cut fries, good quality ingredient burgers. Hugh Babies, they smoke a lot of their meats as well. The milkshakes are just incredible. And Hugh Babies, their locations are fantastic as well. Hunter Station in East Nashville, Thompson Lane, and the OG Charlotte. On Charlotte.
My favorite thing at Hugh Babies is the barbecue burger. This is the description. Best of both worlds. Custom beef patty ground in-house daily topped with slow-smoked pulled pork, American cheese, grilled onions, and Hugh Babies barbecue sauce.
And that one's modeled after the barbecue burger.
At Martin's
Barbecue, which,
it's good. That burger, man, is...
That's a good one. We need to stop talking about that one.
That's a barbecue restaurant. We're talking about burgers here. Another one, this is an East Nashville original, and this probably comes in from a local perspective in the top, like, two. At all times.
A lot of artists that we have here on Nashville Daily, when they list their favorite restaurants, a lot of artists live in East Nashville, and so a lot of artists end up saying that the Pharmacy is one of the best and their favorite locations for a restaurant in Nashville. It's been a while since I've been here, so I'm excited to have it again, especially now that they are in Assembly Food Hall South. But I do remember their burgers being really good. It's a very popular social place. They also have a pretty good bar, pretty good fries, and
they make their sodas homemade.
It's something about their sodas. So it's homemade soda. I just remember being like, well, I can get a Coke and it's like clear.
Yeah.
Like, what? What is this?
It's amazing. My favorite burger at the Pharmacy is the Farm Burger. Country ham, applewood smoked bacon, farm egg, maple mustard.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely incredible.
But they have a good selection. They probably have 15 burgers on this list. They also have bratwurst and other German food as well.
Okay, so let's head to, well, I guess you could head almost anywhere in Nashville for this next location.
Besides East Nashville.
Except for East Nashville, yeah. Which they've got their burger places as well. ML Rose, very popular. I believe their first burger location was in the Melrose 8th Avenue community, and they quickly expanded. It was at Charlotte Pike or 8th Avenue that was their original location?
I believe it was 8th Avenue.
Okay.
And then Charlotte, and then Capitol View.
And then Capitol View.
And then they just opened Mount Juliet.
Gotcha. ML Rose is incredible. We featured them on our top burger list for our YouTube video of top burgers in Nashville. And they have really done similar things to what Tailgate does with their pizza of the month. They have something called the burger of the month. And so they experiment with different burger flavors. One of my favorites is the animal burger, which is apparently styled after...
That place out west.
The place out west. In-N-Out. In-N-Out. That's what it is. I've never been, so I always forget.
We don't go out west that often.
But it is a fantastic burger. When it's hot off the grill, it is so good. I usually always get a burger from ML Rose, and it's always spot on. They have a great selection of local beer, too. So their burger and beer combinations are usually a home run.
And the thing I love about ML Rose is they have weekend brunches where it's buy one, get one, mimosas, and craft beers.
That's really nice.
And then they also have a great happy hour at their different locations throughout the week, and it's buy one, get one, craft beer. My favorite burger from them, it looks like they've changed their menu a little bit, but it's the Belgian burger, two smash patties, smoked gouda, crispy onions, chopped bacon, lettuce, garlic. Oh, man, that sounds really good.
ML Rose also does a fantastic sweet potato waffle fries.
Oh, yeah, especially the North Carolina version of it with the pulled pork and that, like, sweet mustard.
Yeah. I mean, and they I believe they have some caramel sauce to go with it as well if you ask for it. But, yeah, ML Rose, they do a fantastic job. Our next burger location in Nashville, you can find along 12th Avenue South. If you were with us for our neighborhood series on 12 South, we talked about this place. It's called Burger Up. They used to have a location in East Nashville. It got destroyed by the tornado of March of 2020. And so that building no longer exists. But 12th Avenue South still lives very strong with Burger Up. Burger Up is very much that farm-to-table type restaurant with their burgers. I also really, really enjoy their bison burger. I believe last time when I was there, when I was doing keto, Stuart, I had a double bison burger.
Yes.
And with cheese. And
tell me more.
Like, it's one of those, you know, those meals you still remember because it was so good. Like, I still remember that
I'm
one.
Shaking my head and screaming and drooling at the side of my mouth. They have some amazing stuff at Burger Up. They also have this peach jam burger that I really want to try.
Ooh, that's cool.
It's a spicy peach jam.
It
seems like it's partnered with the peach truck.
That's amazing. Wow, that's fantastic.
That's not with goat cheese, man. We may have to go to Burger Up after this. They also have the double up. They have the chili queso burger with their homemade chili and spicy queso. It is a freaking mess, but it is delicious.
All right, so let's head to East Nashville. East Nashville not lacking for some good food. Dino's is a very, very popular dive bar and restaurant in East Nashville. Only open, I think, like after 3 or 4
in the afternoon.
But you hear all
after
the time.
5. We were wrong. And then Saturdays and Sundays, they're open at 12 p.m.
That's crazy. But we hear all the time about the cheeseburger there. I believe the last time I was there, I got a grilled cheese. They have a Beyond Meat cheeseburger if you want to do that. But they do have a animal style or a Joe style way that you can add that to your burger. So you can have an animal style burger there. They have a breakfast patty melt on Saturdays and Sundays, hash brown. This is like if Waffle House came to East Nashville
and made burgers
and decided to open up a bar too. Yeah, and make burgers. Like
that's
this
exactly
is,
what Waffle
this
House
is kind of the feel that you get from there. East Nashville is absolutely in love with this place.
All right. Well, we talked about burgers for quite a minute. So Texas, 615-392-1358. Did we miss your favorite burger restaurant in Nashville?
Also, did we make you hungry? Because we made us hungry.
Dude, I am starved.
We need a burger ASAP. All right. Our local artist of the day is Michael J. Hughes, and we're going to be playing his song Dirt Road Whiskey. Hope there's some burgers on this dirt road. You can find Michael's Spotify in the show notes as well as his website. You can listen to all of the local artists that have been featured here on Nashville Daily by going to Spotify, typing in Nashville Daily Artist of the Day. Speaking of restaurants, Michael has a few restaurants himself that he is a fan of here in Nashville.
Yeah, so one is over by Opryland. This is the Scoreboard Bar and Grill. They have some really good sports bar food.
I've heard a lot about that.
Hattie B's Hot Chicken, which has numerous locations throughout town. You have Bar Lounge, which is a great sports bar in the Omni Hotel. And then you have Old Red's, which is downtown on Broadway.
And Blake Shelton's Bar. Here's Michael J. Hughes with Dirt Road Whiskey.
Feeling beat down from a long day, and I've been kicking up dust on the weekend. I need to find a little place to escape the routine, find myself again. I got this truck just washed up, gonna hit the Texaco. For a black label bottle, gonna peel off a black top roll and head out to a spot that I know and have a dirt road whiskey. Forget everything that's killing me. Gonna light up a cigarette, lay out of my truck bed, might get a little bit crazy. Sip a little mash from that black label Tennessee and break up the routine. If you wanna go, we'll take it nice and slow. I'll pick you up and we'll head to the spot that we know. Now we can just talk, we can just chill under that moonlight. We'll have a little dirt road whiskey. Forget everything that's killing me. Wanna light up a cigarette, lay out in my truck bed, might get a little bit crazy. Sip a little mash from that black label Tennessee and break up the routine and have myself a dirt road whiskey. Get everything that's killing me. Wanna light up a cigarette, lay out of my truck bed, might get a little bit crazy. Sip a little mash from that black label Tennessee and break up the routine and have a little dirt road whiskey. Have a dirt road whiskey.
And that was Michael J. Hughes with Dirt Road Whiskey.
Tomorrow we're talking about some hot chicken. We're talking about the best hot chicken restaurants you need to visit in 2021.
Oh, this list is going to be so good. And we hope you're enjoying all these food lists. Be sure to share this with somebody that you want to share some food with here in Nashville. We'll see you with that list tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.